DC 101. Even as we listen, Billy Joel right now is cuddling Christie Brinkley. They're lying there under the covers. They have a blissful marriage. It's not without its occasional misgivings, like any marriage. I'm sure sometimes when they have a big party, you know, and Christy and Billy are standing there greeting the guests, a very dapper-looking elderly gentleman walks in the room and says, "Oh, Christy, good to see you," and kisses her. A light, brushing kiss, but on the lips nonetheless, gives her a hug, and he walks away, and Billy looks and says, "Who was that?" She says, "Oh, it was the president of Max Factor." "Yeah." And Billy said, "So?" She said, "Oh, he's a old friend of mine." "What do you mean, old friend of yours? The guy looks like he's 68 years old. Did you date him?" "We were, not exactly. We were friends." "What do you mean, we were friends?" That's when the Max Factor guy says, "Oh, Billy, take good care of her. You know, you got a good woman there."
"Oh, no!
Not him, Christy!" She'll say, "Oh, shut up, Billy, and get me another glass of punch, would you? Jeez. Max, come on over here. Remember that night in the limo, New York City? We got stuck on the Brooklyn Boulevard?" "Yes, Christy, of course I remember. You and Lauren Hutton." "Lauren Hutton, too? Oh, my God." "Yeah, but other than that, you know, any marriage has its ups and downs and little insecurities. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. We wish him all the best. Here at DC 101, the Grease here. Let's pick up the telephone. 4321-101. Hello?
"Hey, man, I got my girlfriend and I, man. She had a friend every one day.
Yeah?
And we were fooling around a little bit, and she took a picture of me noshing the squash there."
"You mean your girlfriend took the picture?"
"No, her friend took a picture of me noshing the squash and my girlfriend."
"Yeah? What happened?"
"Well, I go and call every now and then, and my girlfriend was real lonely, and she wanted me to send her the picture."
"Uh-huh."
"I sent it through the mail."
"Yeah?"
"Never showed."
"Ooh."
"She's real freaked about it. I was wondering if you could call her."
"Can you see your face or just her face?"
"Huh?"
"Can you see your face or her face?"
"Her face."
"Her face. Oh, gee. So you don't care, but she one day might be in the... If she ever gets famous, Larry Flynt will have a copy of that bad boy."
"Yeah, she's worried it's running around the apartment building or something, you know."
Let me have the number.
"Okay, it's 4..."
"Yeah, oh, What's her name?"
"Vicky."
"What's your name?"
"My name is Bernie."
"All right, Bernie. Don't let anyone take pictures of you doing that, all right?"
"Okay."
"All right, see you later, buddy." Geez, unbelievable. Hey, you know, the thing is, it's fun to take those occasionally, but you got to be real careful with them because it's not fair for people to have that kind of stuff in the general... Maybe you'll bust your chops.
Hello?
Hello, Vicky?
Yes?
You don't know me. This is Bob Blauman. I live in the same building you do.
Yes?
I've seen you by the mailbox a couple of times. The reason I'm calling is I found a picture on the staircase in our building that I think you'd be interested in having back.
Oh, my God.
I think you know what picture I'm talking about.
Yes? Will you give it back to me?
I'm sure we can come to an arrangement, yes.
Well, what?
Well, I'll give you the picture back if you allow me to perform the same service on you that man in the picture is performing.
Oh, my God, you don't have a hard bargain.
Well, that'll come next.
Look out, he's rocking, the Grease Man.
DC 101.